Fine Gael councillor Jim Finucane, who's who I'm going to next on the programme. He's with me in our Tralee studio this morning in relation to an issue he's raised, and it's something we're hearing, Jim, good morning to you, from the Central Bank this morning about vacancy rates in the employment sector. We're at a 20-year record low in terms of the level of unemployment in the country. We're at full employment now, and there are signs in every window, staff wanted, help wanted, apply now. You put a motion together in relation to students. Tell me about it.
Yes, it's because obviously, as chairman of Kerry ETB, the hospitality sector, and it's a crucial sector in our own county, and it's to try and make young people, particularly students, my own, you know, most of us, and particularly my own age group, you know, when I was in fifth year or sixth year, but I worked in Ballybunion during the summer. I worked in a local bar, Franco's, at the time. But it was a sort of a traditional culture that students worked during the summer months in hotels and bars. And really, what I want to try and do is to incentivize students to look at the hospitality sector for the sake of 8 weeks. It's a specified time, but the motion was, and it was passed unanimously, that whatever earnings the students would make through the summer work, it would be tax free. So, you know, it's not a huge or sacrifice from the state, but it does two things. One, it encourages local people, young students, to get back into the hospitality sector during the summer. They have local knowledge, they're able to converse, and particularly at, you know, positions in hotels like front of house or bar, that tourists expect, you know, to meet local people, to have the chat, to get recommendations. And at the same time, then it gives the hospitality sector an opportunity to say to young people, look, at you have an aptitude for this. Would you take it further? Would you go back into education or hotel management, bar management, or in the food sector, you know, for chefs? So it's a twofold thing. One is to say to students, here's an incentive to work in the hospitality sector. It would be tax-free. Whatever income you have, it won't impact on grant applications or whatever.
Yeah.
Your families, if people are considering going to third level or going back or continuing education, it's just an opportunity to earn some money to subsidise yourself going forward. And then to the employers, to the hotel sector and the other sectors, it's an opportunity to say, let's put a best feed forward here, and we might attract young people that have an interest in it as a long-term career.
Yeah, it could work for both sides of that. So it won't affect the Susie Grant, which is the deterrent to a lot of people who are looking to try and maybe do a little bit of work but are worried about how they'll pay for college to come, and all the other students as well in that would be incentivized, saying, look, tax-free, you're going to be earning top dollar if you do get involved. Can this be done? Will it be done?
I think it can. And if we're going to address some of these issues, like what you outlined, then no matter what issues, we have to be innovative. We have to market what we're trying to achieve and come up with a solution. Now, I believe if you want to make it attractive, the industry, it's an opportunity to get people in the door to see what is involved in the work. It's dealing with people. You learn an awful lot of skills that are necessary in any walk of life, and most people would say, you know, to work in the hospitality sector, you often see the very best in people. You often see those people that are very challenging, but the skills you develop are useful in all industries, and this is an opportunity. But make it simple, because we've seen when we're trying to deal with issues of employment or housing or anything, it's always long-winded, complex.
It's a long time.
There's a bureaucracy trail that goes with
it. This is a quick win, you're saying. This would be a quick win.
Absolutely.
And will Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath pay attention, do you think, to what this is?
Well, I had a meeting with Simon Harris. He was in town just a day or two ago, and I've raised it with him along with a number of other issues. But I feel that if we're going to be serious, we just have to look at its issues in a more innovative way, and you know, and not take a huge long leading period to resolve any issues.
Yeah.
And that's what's holding us back in a number of fronts. The leading, the bureaucracy that's involved with it, and employers and those in the tourist sector, most people respond if a scheme is straightforward.
Yeah.
And if there's minimal paperwork attached to it.
So move quickly is the message. Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning.